I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sandspants Radio. I drank a whole thing of chocolate milk, boy. Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Bailey Family Circus. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Mum.
I'm Dad.
I'm Ryder.
Today, as in every day, we're going to answer your questions. Our first question comes from Dr. Manfred Lurker on the Discord.
Doctor? Real doctor or claimed to be?
Claimed to be. I do not think he's a real doctor. Maybe.
Well, why is he impersonating? This could be a medical question, which he needs an answer to right now. Could be
very, very quick.
Could be in the middle of surgery. I don't know how to do this.
What is this bit? Just a photograph of a weird part of the body? I don't know. No. Well, look, it's not a medical question. Dr. Manfred Lurker says, I have a bad dad, is 23, too old to get adopted by a better dad. I'm self-supported and would like to keep my current mum, so I wouldn't be living with said dad. Just asking them for advice or listening to their stories or whatever good dads are for, is there an option out there for me? How do you get a good dad
I think
the same mum?
There's no option, but there should be.
Yeah, so I think he's hit on an idea here.
Yeah. Because I think some people...
Well, you know that like Big Brother type of organization?
Yeah.
Why, you know, something everyone like needs a parent.
Could I start a business? Because I think I've been an okay dad.
You've been pretty good, yeah.
Right? Would you say that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
So based on your recommendations, I could start a good dad business.
Well, I think the
have an appointment book, half an hour, you come in, you get a bit of
that
good dad.
That would be good.
Bit of knuckling.
Bit of chase around the room.
Give you a bit of curry and then you're good.
A bit of chop suey, off you go.
See, I was thinking more like you lecture the other dads.
Oh,
see, if this doctor's dad is being, you know, not the best dad, he can come to you and you can give him an hour-long lesson.
How to be a good dad.
Yeah. Is it a degree?
It should be.
Well, I was thinking, some people out there, their only experience is probably being a dad. That's all they got. You know what I mean? They got no other qualifications.
Yeah.
So you got all these people out here with exemplary dad skills.
Right.
But they're not doing anything with it.
That's right. It's a waste.
It's a waste of their dad abilities.
That's right.
We should be putting them in a place where they can dad people who need a good dad.
Right. I could write a textbook.
How to dad.
That's a great idea. Yeah. I read that book.
I think it's something that a lot of people
need.
How to dad.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people wouldn't know, you know, some of the stuff that is necessary.
Right. Mm.
What would you do? You got an hour to dad someone.
What would I do? What's the first thing I would say that makes...
It's hard to get because I'm like, fatherly advice is a classic.
This is serious. I'd like to make a joke out of it, but this is my serious thing is time.
Yeah, okay.
Give up your time for your kids. That's like number one. Doesn't really matter what you do.
Yeah.
And it does because you could spend like an hour punching them.
Well, that's true.
Good.
But let me finish my thought. Giving time to them isn't doing what you want to do. Say you like fixing cars.
Yeah.
Spending quality time with your kids isn't dragging them to the garage, you talking about your car and fixing it and them standing there going,
okay,
can
Dad.
I go inside and watch the telly now, Dad? No.
We're having quality time.
It's quality time. Hold this spanner. That's not it.
That's not dadding.
No. So you got to give your time and play their games.
Yeah.
Whatever
absolutely.
Their game is.
No, I was just going to say in dad's, like, you know, 1 hour dad session, you could be like, you know what I'd rather be doing right now, but I'm giving up my time to hang out with you to
the
dad.
Well, you don't say that to your kid.
No, but you're saying that to the dad to give him an example.
That's right. Example.
You're like, I could be at home watching TV, having a drink, but I'm here teaching you how to dad.
For $50 every 10 minutes.
That is an exorbitant price.
advice.
You're the only person in the fucking area selling how to be a dad.
That's right. Fair enough.
Lots of dads think being a dad is all serious and I'm the authority and I'm the wise one.
Silly is good for dads.
95% of dadding, if I've learned anything from you, is tickling your children.
That's right, yeah.
That's the vast majority of what it takes.
Number two. And number three.
Your number three is like, I cannot express how important tickling your children is.
Yeah.
Because it, I mean, unless your kids don't want to be tickled, then don't tickle them. But
well, Dad wouldn't have liked being tickled.
Yeah, so I wouldn't have liked.
Dad hates being tickled.
We love tickling you, though.
Yes, you do. Because
so tickle or be tickled.
Yeah. Tickle or be tickled.
You just know tickling's got to be involved somehow in the father process.
Yes. I think that go on.
Very important one is made up games.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Your own games. Yeah. Make them up to your family. Yes.
Mm. We have a lot of those.
Do you have
inside
a favorite
games.
Game?
Oh, we got
that
so many.
Made up.
Trampoline Quidditch was fun.
Oh, yeah. Playing Quidditch was great. Dad would turn the trampoline up on its front.
Upside down.
And we would.
What? You don't know what upside down means, do you, Jack?
I couldn't think of the word.
Not the right way up.
Make the trampoline wrong.
It didn't look like a trampoline anymore.
I don't know what he did to it.
What did Dad do to it? I can't bounce on that.
Dad, you have the cutest guffaw. Rise is just really silent and shaking.
Where do those little goose things come from?
Samma pointed out to like me, and I only learned this recently. I laugh in. Normally people are like, ha ha ha. I'm like, it goes back. I don't know why I do that.
And then you have to let a whole lot of air out and it's like the little goose noise.
my little goose honk comes from. But my Dad would turn the trampoline upside down and we'd get on the things that made it. Its legs?
Its legs.
Yeah. The stands.
The stands. And then Dad would
throw. Things that made it stand up.
I just don't know what a trampoline is. And then Dad would, you're just washing your eyes there, right?
Yes.
Right, I was just pouring, not a joke, just pouring water into his eyes from a cup. Good on you.
They're itchy.
But yeah, so then Dad would throw balls at us and we would be playing Quidditch.
And try to catch the balls. And
but the key was they were all different size balls.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
So some of them were the quaffle.
Some of them were the snitch.
One of them was the snitch.
Mm-hmm.
And the bludger was the big black basketball.
Yeah. It was great.
So you try to knock us off.
Another one I always remember is rotten fruit cricket. Do you remember rotten fruit cricket? Was that maybe before your time? Dad would throw rotten fruit at me and I'd have to hit it with a cricket bat. And I always remember once I got a bit of pineapple in my eye because a pineapple slammed into my
head.
It did, but a bit of pineapple went into my mouth and it was all right.
Rotten?
It was rotten pineapple.
I don't remember it tasting rotten. I just remember being like, oh, because I was very young. And then being like, oh, it's all right. I got some pineapple. Yeah. I'm happy. Yeah, so those games, that's like it's like an internal family culture, I think, which is kind of cool.
I like fruit talking.
Fruit talking, not so much a game.
I always thought we should bring that to the show one day.
Fruit talking, for those who don't know, which is everyone, is you get some fruit, you put it in your mouth, and you talk.
It has to be unpeeled fruit, like an orange or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a banana.
And you basically just bite into it, keep it. Like somehow mid-bite and talk.
It's not really a game because you can't really win. Not really an element of competition to fruit talking.
I would like us to each have a bit of fruit.
Yeah.
Unknown to the audience.
Oh, okay.
And try and talk. And they've got to guess what fruit
we've got. What fruit we have in our mouth.
Based on how we talk.
Well, look, next episode we'll bring in some fruit and we'll give it a go at the start of the episode. The winner gets a prize.
So there's some top quality dadding right there.
Absolutely. Mm. If they can figure out, any listener can figure out what every fruit we have in our mouth is, they deserve something. Because that's a feat.
A fruit basket.
Yeah, they deserve, we'll send you an orange. But yeah, I think, like, there you go. There's so much stuff that a dad can do that, you could teach other dads.
Yes.
And it's fruit talking is not a hard thing to teach. And I don't think there's a child alive that wouldn't enjoy a game of fruit talking.
Would you?
Like during your lecture, we could go around the audience with a basket of fruit.
It's very funny to imagine, like, we handing the fruit and, like, one what's of the dads in the audience takes it, goes to take a bite. We're like, no, 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 no. Just keep it in there. It'll make sense soon. Don't worry about it.
But would you walk away after your half an hour session, which cost you $100?
Yeah.
Back in the car, go back to your wife and say, what was today's session about, honey? She put a bit of fruit. I don't know what that's got. What a ripoff.
I just like to imagine
I'm wondering what the long-term consequence of that is on the dad. Like, how does he...
I like the idea of the wife being like, how was the session? And the dad puts up his finger, pulls an apple out of his pocket, puts it in his mouth, turns around, and he's like, who's hungry? Well, that's money well spent, tell you what.
So, yes, if you can find an alternate dad...
Yeah. Do.
Go for it.
But unfortunately, until dad opens his dadding business, I just don't think there's anything out there for people in need of a good dad.
Yeah, mm. I think it could be something. It could be a real business opportunity for someone.
And I feel
that's
like...
That's our old show.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Sorry. Yeah. Well.
I feel like there probably are places out there that are like, oh, here's how to be a good dad, but I don't feel like they're doing it with any of the panache or the fun that you're doing it with. Not that right. I feel like you can describe talking with a banana in your mouth as panache, but...
Write the book and we'll sell it.
Yeah, exactly.
Two things.
Yeah.
Spend time.
Mm-hmm.
No, three things.
It's great.
Spend time.
Can you imagine that's dad at the end of the lecture? No, three. Sorry, everyone. Oops.
So spend time. Play your kids' games and be stupid.
Radio, Samantha from the email says, I don't understand how gravity works. Can you help me? How does gravity work?
Well, nobody knows.
I can tell you the theory of...
Is it not the kind of thing that people say, like, you know, gravity can keep the planet together, but I can fight gravity by lifting up a cup? That to me seems like maybe I don't know how gravity works.
Well, the truth is, you know, at the base of it, no one knows how gravity works, but there's two great gravitational theories, one by Newton and the second one by Einstein. Mm-hmm. Right? Firstly, Newton, who had a, once again, back to the fruit, coincidentally.
There you go. Newton's head and he straight away put it in his mouth.
So last episode, we had the fruit over the fence.
Yeah.
This episode, the fruit talking, and now the fruit falling on the head. So we've got to get off the fruit. Found enough fruit. Anyway, we'll go back to the fruit. So the apple fell on his head.
Yeah.
He said everything that goes up must come down. And from that, his genius was that anything that had matter had this quality that it was attracted to anything else that had matter. Because if you had matter... You necessarily had something called mass, which was the amount of matter.
It seems crazy that Newton saying what goes up must come down was like, had people not observed that?
Why did it take him so long to figure it out?
No one.
Why did it take an apple falling on his head before he's like, where did that come from? And why didn't it bounce up into the sky forever? Yeah,
wow. You know what's so cute? Remember Jackson used to call it gravity?
Gravity, yeah.
Which makes so much sense.
It's grabbing. Like
you're being grabbed onto
Yeah, that's
earth.
Right. You did call it gravity.
Well, there you go. Because it's grabbing.
Like you devoured your food.
I just didn't know how to talk for such a long time. Still don't know how to talk.
Well, that's our fault because we never corrected you because he was cute.
So cute that he doesn't know how to speak.
We latched onto it.
I think I was 15 when I found out it was devoured, not devoured.
I think I've taught in class when I've written gravity.
Yeah.
I've done gravity after your word.
So that people like, it grabs.
Yeah.
I see.
Plus it's funny.
Yeah, well,
it's more for the humour, really.
So was Newton, when the apple fell on his head, was that genuinely it can't have been the first time someone was like, I think there's a reason nothing's floating away.
He was the first one that gave it some thought, why that really might happen.
Okay. Well,
you know, everybody else, you know, like scientific breakthrough things happen and we just accept it because we're just like,
like
a dog might accept, you know, why food comes in a bowl, but you don't know whether he analyzes why that might happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I always notice with Melody, she has this big tub of food. right next to her bowl. And when it's time to feed Melody, I take the lid off the tub, which is full of food. She looks in, but then she only eats it in the bowl.
Yeah,
Melody's never like, she never makes the logical leap to be like, there's actually heaps of food in this
if I just ate out of the tub.
The most frustrating thing with Melody that she can't figure out, and it's so funny to look at how a dog's brain works, is you take her for a walk and you get her on one side of like a street pole and you on the other side. So you've got the lead like looped around. Melody wants to go forward, you go forward. She just cannot figure out that if she goes backwards... then you'll both be able to go forward. She just looks at you like, what is going on?
But actually, Whiskey's not bad at that.
Oh, really?
Because I tie him up when I get water and he often gets himself tangled.
Yeah.
And then I watch himself kind of untangle.
Well, Whiskey's a clever
dog. So he's a bit of a problem solver.
And also, if Whiskey saw that the food came out of there, he goes into our laundry and looks up at the food all the time.
If he can get into that bag.
How can I get that?
Okay, well, there you go. Yeah. Melody's just an idiot, I guess, is the takeaway here.
So that's the first theory, is that anything that's got mass is attracted to anything else that's got mass.
Okay.
And that means that this cup is actually attracted to that pen.
But not enough.
But it's not strong enough. So if it's got a huge amount of mass, then it's got a greater amount of gravity. Something the size of a planet has a greater amount of gravity. Therefore, we all stick to the planet.
Okay. Right?
So that's the first theory. Then Einstein came up and said, well, it doesn't explain how kind of the universe works. And he did space-time. He said they were connected.
Okay.
And so he thinks the universe is like a sheet, right?
Yeah.
Of what you call space-time. So you imagine a sheet.
Yeah.
And then you put a rock in the sheet and it makes a dent, or say a marble in the sheet makes a dent. So if something's coming to the planet,
it'll fall into the dent.
It'll go around in a circle around the dent and eventually hit the planet.
Okay.
But if it's got enough centrifugal force, then it will stay spinning because there's a force pushing it outwards as well as the force going in the dent, and so it stays in orbit like the moon.
Which one's right?
Well,
nobody knows.
No one really knows, except a lot of maths and particularly space travel is now based on what Einstein thinks, and so that kind
is
of
that,
proves
you know,
to be
when
more,
we're like
more correct.
The way we're getting super far into space is by like slingshotting around
planets.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah,
that's where that comes from.
So that's where that comes from, you know. And so Apollo 13 astronauts would say they'd back Einstein because they got home by slingshotting around the moon and coming home.
There you go.
Yeah.
Do you think the reason no one thought the like what goes up must come down before Newton is that? Because I feel like if I see an apple drop, I'm like gravity. But then I see a bird and I'm like, I don't know.
Now I'm not sure.
I see a cloud. I'm like, no, that's not coming down. But the apple drops.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Well, you know, I suppose someone might have thought of it before,
but I guess Newton was the first one to talk about.
I'm sure, the Greeks stick up their hand and say they actually,
thought
of it.
I just bored by
gravity. This is such a stupid question. I'm sorry, but
gravity. Like, what was the question?
It's a stupid question because there's an answer.
Yeah, well, the dad says there's not. There's two different ones.
But it's not like we can all talk about it. Right. It's like, okay, well, I don't know how fucking gravity works. He knows two things, so go for it.
How
Dumb.
Would you say it works?
I'd say, I don't know, thing gets attracted to another thing because it's bigger.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Next question.
Might have got left out.
Okay, so final question for today from Master Bastero 2 from the Discord. Good name. They say, why are we here?
Why are we here?
Why are we here? Why
us in particular?
Not why the Bailey family in the studio room today. It's a very easy question to answer because we need to record an episode. I guess they probably mean why is humanity here on the planet?
Whoa, that's a big one.
I was telling the story of why we're here today according to spiritualism.
Which story?
What story is that?
Well, are you ready?
Is it big?
Reasonably big.
No.
It's not that big. Give me
the short version.
Right, 45 seconds.
So you know it. You would have heard it. So, right, God or whatever, the creator, was hanging. He was lonely, right? And so he wanted to create some companions. So he created us from himself.
Fraud.
In order for us to be companions, we had to have free will.
Yeah.
Otherwise we would have been slaves, right? So he created us from him. So we have all the God skills. We can do anything God can do.
We've got God powers right now.
Yep, absolutely.
I don't think
but what happened was we were like, cool, I can create a planet if I want. So we created planets. And then we went to the planets and we thought how fun it would be to be a physical thing.
Yeah.
And so, but what we were being physical in is a rock. And once you're in a rock, like, not much you can
going
do.
On.
And
a bit boring.
Forget, we forgot who we were. We forgot that we had all these god powers. Mm. And all the other companions in God are like, oh,
they became
now
rocks.
We've got to, now we've got to go in and save them, right? Because it's terrible that they're stuck down there. So this is how evolution started.
Okay.
Right.
All the companions in God started evolution so that we could be physical in a form that would eventually be able to remember.
Does that mean that you said that we made the planets? Does that mean that my soul has made one of the planets? Like I could find one of the planets that I made before I became a rock or
maybe.
Whatever?
I don't know.
Flawed dinosaurs. Where are they?
Well, they might have been one of the first things, right? But maybe they're not.
So God was like, I can make these big lizards. They'll be good. They'll be my best friends.
Well, he just kind of kicked in evolution, hoping that.
You said he made us before
yeah,
this.
Yeah, he did make us.
But before this?
Yes. Before all of this. Well, we were spirits before.
Okay.
So were we at one point dinosaurs?
Maybe. And so you get reincarnated, so that we
but
experience
we didn't evolve
everything
from dinosaurs.
In the physical. So we've had to know what it was like to be a dinosaur.
We had to figure that out before we could become
everything
God
in the
again.
Physical, so that we can then be released from being physical and go back to what we really are.
But did we have to
the end?
Did we have to pick the physical thing that was?
Did we
the
choose
best?
Rocks? Like when we were souls and we were floating around in the ether, and we were like, "Let's be physical." Was I like, oh, "I'm gonna be a"? Fucking boulder.
Well, there wouldn't have been much. Like, Earth was just basically a rock.
Yeah. So we didn't have much choice.
Yeah, that's
and so then he said, a rock's no good.
Well, that's not very useful.
But why are there still rocks today?
Are they still our soul breath?
Yes, well, Aboriginal people say everything's still
a we're picking up rocks being like, get out of there, you idiot.
So you could be in the spirit of the rock. So I like that for an explanation of what, you know, I'm not sure that we're moving through all these physical stages to explore physicality. You know, if we're already spirit, why would we want, that's good.
That's, I like that we're limitless beings, but the moment we become a rock, we're trapped. That sucks.
What is it, the Cretaceous, what's that period of time?
Cretaceous period?
Where everything just went mental.
That's
spirits coming down and sorting stuff
but
out.
It went mental with like trilobites. Well, we all like, hell yes, trilobites.
Well, that would have been exciting.
I'm going to crawl around in the sand. I'm going to have long feelers. I'm going to look a bit like a crab.
I don't know how good after being a rock for a billion years.
I don't know how we got here, but this is a good question I'd like to ask and see what people think.
All right.
Right. Is the form we're in, just say we could have been in any physical form.
Yeah.
Right. Is the form we're in right now the best?
It's pretty good. I got hands. That's cool.
It's not bad.
I can run relatively fast.
What would
I can eat. I can poop. I'm doing good.
You think this is the best? What's number two?
I feel like if I choose like an ape, that doesn't, like a chimp or a gorilla, that doesn't count.
Do you mean it like a form that already exists on
yes,
the planet?
Yes, yeah, that we could have.
So if this is number one physical body.
Right.
Number two. Like a cheetah, maybe?
Yeah, a cheetah is pretty
good. What I think is sucks about being a human is that we're not specialized. You know? We're not the fastest. We're not the strongest.
We're smartest, though.
We think we're the smartest.
Yeah, we are the smartest.
I don't know.
We're the most creative.
Yeah, you know, don't see anyone else building a house except an octopus.
Nine brains.
Or a bird.
Octopus, nine brains.
But what's he doing with them?
Nine.
They're not good brains. I could have a million brains if they were shit. That doesn't make me better.
Why doesn't he just have eight?
Well, he's
got that he's got nine.
He's got eight legs. Have eight brains.
He's got a big brain in his, what if you can call it a head, whatever that blobbly thing is. And he's got a brain in each tentacle.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yes. Very clever.
Are you sure they're not just extensions of the
big
blobbly
brain?
Well, they're connected to the big brain. So the neural. The way the nerves work is very similar to someone who's got a big brain like us. But birds are quite similar. Birds have a small brain.
Yeah.
And they have what's called a distributed brain. So they have neural networks that do some of their thinking in other parts of their body. And that's so their skull can be small.
Yeah.
And they don't dive bomb when they fly because they got too big a head, you see?
But so do we, because we've got brain cells in our hearts.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. So that's
and, our stomachs,
and our stomach.
And our stomach
yes,
as
yeah,
well.
That's right.
So an octopus may have 9 brains, but their brain is around their neck. So if it's around their throat, I think. So if they eat something that's too big, they have like an aneurysm and die.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like a ring around their mouth or whatever. It's like Christmas. As if your brain was around your jaw, so if you ate an apple or something, you your brain shorted out.
You would just have to be taught to chew
like crazy. You don't want to.
I'm just thinking, you know, the octopus aliens in The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that because of that theory that octopus are aliens?
Yes. Well, there is that theory.
Yeah. Possibly. I think I was reading about that and they were like, it's just because people think that thing is true or that octopus are aliens because we can't find anything really in the like fossil record that looks like an octopus. But that's because an octopus doesn't really have bones. No. So like it's just hard to find something like that in the fossil record.
The hardest part of an octopus is just the little bones between its eyes.
Yeah, and the beak, surely.
Yeah,
as well.
But there are butterfly fossils.
Yeah, but they're found preserved in amber. They're not like bones.
Oh, really? So there's nothing. You have to be a bone.
You got to be a bone.
Yeah, you got to be a bone.
Nah.
There could have been a whole manner of weird looking things.
Yeah, we could have had a million different prehistoric
blobs and squidgely things.
Just didn't get fossilized. Absolutely.
Now the question is, what is the most ridiculous theory you've heard about why we're here or religious explanation?
Any religious, all of them.
They're all ridiculous.
Oh, God, yeah.
You don't think, why do you think you're here, right?
Fluke.
Fluke is great because you're not like happenstance. You're like, fluke, it's good.
lucky fluke.
Lucky that Ryan is here. What a fluke.
And so you're saying like a fluke of chemistry or something.
Just bloody anything.
Anything.
See, I'm kind of the same opinion as Ryan. We just popped up. It's great. It's cool that we're here, but I don't think we have a purpose. I think the moment you start thinking there's a purpose for us being here, you get weird shit in your head and then there's a problem. Because then you think that some people aren't like fulfilling that purpose for being here and then you get problems. You know what I mean?
Just explained religion.
Yeah, wow, there you go.
But the thing is the problem with religion is that you can be good in your life or not so good. You can be out for yourself or out for other people.
Yeah.
So why is there such an advantage for us to be out for other people? Why is it important to be good?
Because we're living in tribes still, basically, right? We still got that, like, mentality. Like, if I see you throw up, I want to throw up.
Because we might have eaten the same thing.
Because maybe we ate the same. I wish I could tell my body, you didn't. If I see you throw up and my body's like, did I eat what Dad ate? No. You were there. How do you not remember? Same with a yawn.
Yeah.
Mm. Ryder yawns. I'm like, question? Should I yawn? Huh?
What was Dad's question?
I can't remember.
Dad was asking, what is it better to look out for each other than yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably.
Why are we like that? Why do we believe in this? And religions, as much as you knock them, a lot of them had this idea of looking after the community, you know, and
so they say.
I don't think so. I think religion was invented so that it's just like a very big, loud, settle down because it's someone made up a list of rules. Like, this is chaos. This is insane. People are stabbing each
People
other.
People are eating each other. It's nuts.
Let's have some rules. Let's have some rules.
Yeah.
So they wrote them down. No one listened.
Right.
So God said this.
And now God said, so you got to do it.
Yeah, watch out.
Right.
God said, who's God?
Put just the fear of God in
the
you,
best
and
dude.
Then you'll behave.
Yeah, I guess there's that idea that like we just gotta calm down humanity because otherwise we're fucking off our rocker.
That's right, like a naughty classroom.
Yeah.
All right. So here's my other question: do you believe in God?
Yes.
Do you believe in God?
Yes.
Hun, do you believe in God, Jack?
I have always considered that I'll find out when I die.
No, that's cop out, baby.
Who cares now? Doesn't matter if there is or there isn't a God. Whatever. If I die and God's like, hey, well done, you're a good person, you get to go in heaven. Sweet. If I die and there's nothing, well, it doesn't matter, does it?
Because not
there's
nothing. Taking it. The question is only a yes or no answer to this question, isn't there?
No, there's not. There's an I'm not sure.
I'm bowing out of the whole situation.
I've got no idea.
If you say maybe, what does that mean?
I don't say maybe. I say it doesn't bother me. Yeah, there might not. It's not a question.
If you're asking a girl, do you want to come out tonight, honey? baby.
Where are you left?
You got nothing.
That's like, it's imagine Ryder with his hand under the table. He's like, Jackson, am I holding up one finger? And I'm like, it doesn't matter. And then he's like, I whatever. You know what I mean?
That's true.
If right, it's like, is there a possum outside right now? Doesn't matter if there is or there isn't. I'll only find out if I go out and see the possum. And I'm like, I guess there was. Things are the same as they always were.
That's true. And God doesn't care if you're naughty either.
I could just
he
live.
He doesn't care if you're naughty.
No.
Okay, seems like he cares.
No, he doesn't. Someone just said.
He should care.
If I get to heaven and God's like, oh, I just didn't give a shit. Whatever.
God doesn't care if I smash this car. Or...
What are you doing then?
He doesn't. When you get there, he's like, how was it?
He forgives everything. So, how was it, Jack?
Great response. How was it? Was it good? It was all right. Cool.
All right.
You want to go back?
No, I'm good. Yeah, chill, man.
Sorry.
So I want to ask Rods the question now, because you gave me some convoluted answer I still don't understand. Rods, do you believe in God?
No.
Definitely not.
No.
Do you believe in anything?
No, actually.
Don't you believe
I don't
in,
care.
Don't you believe,
do you believe in
destiny?
In life after love?
Destiny's interesting. Not destiny, more like fate.
Okay. Explain that.
Well, I think everyone's almost died more times than they have died.
Okay.
I think sometimes that's very interesting to think about.
Everyone's died.
More
almost died a lot more times than they have died.
Than they do die.
The amount of things that you're like, how did that not happen?
Yes.
All the... like factors pointed to that happening, yet it didn't happen, and because it didn't happen, I'm still alive.
So what do you think that is?
I don't know. I have no idea. I just think it's an interesting thing to think about.
Yes. Okay. So are you saying that that person was kept alive for something?
No, I'm saying it's interesting that he didn't die, even though everything pointed towards him dying.
So it could just be coincidence.
Yeah, but it's an interesting thing.
So write it.
Give me that little look.
What little look?
The new.
It just seems like a weird answer.
Why? It's interesting.
Yeah, but it's like, you're not saying anything.
No, I'm not, because I don't know and I don't really care, but I think it's interesting.
But does it make you go, oh, when you see something like that happen, maybe there is something else out there, some godish kind of thing?
Maybe, but I just don't care about it all.
Okay.
So. I'd love there to be, because fuck dying.
Yeah, that's right.
All signs point to no.
Even though I believe in God, I'm like, fuck dying.
You have some great sayings. What was the saying you had today that we said should be a t-shirt?
Oh, that was good.
What was that? Like, that was a
You're
beauty.
Like, God, I'm confident. Every time. No. What was it?
Let him say it. Say it.
What was it?
It was about a mirror. It was,
He's saying how confident he was, and I said, like, what do you mean? And he said, well, like, when I look in the mirror all the time.
So much. Yeah,
so much. Yeah. That's
what I look in the mirror.
I look in the mirror.
So much.
So much. Not I look in the mirror and I am great. Not I look in, I do it a lot. It was hilarious.
So two t-shirts you've got to make.
What was the other one?
I want God because fuck, I hope God's real because fuck dying. But
that's
don't you think, whatever, like you die and there's nothing and it doesn't matter because there was nothing. You're not around to experience the nothing.
But
there's nothing.
The thought of non-existent freaks me out.
Yeah,
it's terrifying.
It's a tough thought.
Of dead, boom,
gone.
My thinking, not thinking, I'm not asleep, I'm just gone.
Yeah.
That freaks me out a lot.
What about the idea that when you die... you finally have all the answers to everything.
No,
I think that.
Stupid.
I think when I die, I'll be like, oh, no way.
What?
I never would have imagined that.
No.
You're kidding me.
Well, you'd be standing there and some dude would come back anyway, so this happened? This is real?
You know how you always wondered about that? Well,
not real.
Here we go. I really like how bored your guy seems. Okay, here we go again. All right, so I'll get out the big ones. And you got anything specific, let me know.
The closest to dying that you can experience is when you're completely knocked out or unconscious or you have a general anesthetic.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've had that once where I was lying on a bed and he said, count backwards for 10 to 10. And then I woke up sitting in a chair.
Yeah.
That's scary.
And there was nothing in between. Yeah. No dream. No, anything, you know?
I was
like you stopped existing for
I stopped existing for that time.
It's like when I had my testicular cancer, like when they put me under for that, they're like, I went to bed in one bed all of a sudden I was out, and then I woke up in another bed, quite groggy.
And did you think, what happened? Where
no,
was
really,
I?
I was so drugged up, I didn't know what was going on. Then that nurse went and was like, oh, is this the, let me feel your, like, scar or whatever. And he felt my testicles, and then he went away, and then he came back, and he's like, your scar wasn't there. And I was like, what? You know, I've told you that story, surely.
No.
The nurse came up, and he felt like, he's like, I got to feel your scar just to make sure everything's okay. He gives it a feel, but he just feels my balls, and then he leaves. And then he comes back later on, and he's like, where's this? He's like looking at me again, and clearly the nurse thought that they'd cut out the tumor through my scrotum. Right. But actually they went up through my upper hip. So he just thought I was letting him cop a fear.
Yeah, that's right.
Because he gave me this look like, why did you let me do that? I'm like, what? What's going on? I remember he was treating
come
a guy.
Back to feel my scar again?
he was treating a guy in like opposite me in the room, and he kept on looking at me and he's like, you're a cheeky one. I'm like, what happened?
He's a cheeky one. You just woke up while he was
I don't know
doing
what's
it.
Going on. Well, I think it was because he's like, is everything okay down there? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Because like, I think I led him there because I didn't know what was going on. Oh, yeah, it was very funny. Yeah. But why are we talking about this guy again? But yeah, so I was out and then I was waking up to that guy feeling my balls. Mm. Oh. But for that moment between, I just didn't exist.
Yeah. Well, it's the same as before 1994. I didn't exist.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right.
It was a very scary thing.
No rider.
Yeah, and when I think about how that was, it wasn't too bad. But knowing it's going to happen is a scary thing.
Going backwards. That's
yeah,
really
that's a good idea to think of death. Isn't
yeah.
It?
But it wasn't bad. It was fine.
It was.
But the scary thing about when I'm, 95 and I'm about to die, that's it. That's a scary thing. Yeah, once I'm dead, I won't know. I won't care.
Yeah, it's just the time before that.
Well, yeah, when you're like, shit.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And we've kind of invented somehow in our minds that there's some place you will go, but you don't know where it is or what it's like.
And you don't know if that's, if that's genuinely going to happen or if that's just our human brain being like, I can't imagine not existing.
Non-existence.
So I've got to think of a way that I actually keep existing just beyond this.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm with rides. If it turns out true, hell yeah. That's lucky.
Yeah.
I had a dream once about the end of the world.
Yeah.
Right at the end of it, I was on this mountain. I'm like, fucking God, love you, God, God. That didn't work.
That sucks.
Yeah, I tried to convert right at the last minute.
Well,
it didn't work.
That's cheating. Yeah.
Like, either he was like, come on.
Come on, rides, come off.
I think that's even people who say they don't believe in God.
Yeah.
Like, if they're desperate.
Oh yes. God, yeah.
Pray to God.
Because you, why not? Why not cover your bases? That's what I was
saying. Yeah.
You know, even if there is no, if I get there and there wasn't a God, well. But if I get there and there was a God, hey, well, I'm in.
Do you mean you get there? Get where? Like get to heaven and they're like, oh, no, there's no God. It's just heaven exists, but no one controls it. Or
no one's in charge.
For all.
It's just
it's chaos. Just everything's on fire. People are destroying things. Well, I hate this. I'm going back. So
we don't know.
Why are we here?
Well,
I think the real answer to that is fluke.
Because we were born.
Fluke. But you can make your own answer.
Yeah.
You can be like, I'm here because I'm going to do this, do good and blah.
Yeah, you're here on this earth for whatever you end up
doing. Make your own destiny.
Yeah, exactly.
Do we all universally agree that it's while you're here, For whatever reason that you're here, that you should do good.
Yeah, well, you should try and make everyone else's lives pleasant.
Because everyone's here. It's not just you.
Yeah.
Don't be greedy.
If your life's good, that's because people around you are making your life good, so you got the responsibility to make their lives good, and then everyone's lives are good.
Yeah.
That just makes sense.
Which means stop chopping down the forests.
Don't have big whatever. Cars. We're going to die
away.
Soon. 80 years and we'll be gone. So
you think 80 years we've got left on this planet?
Well, no, but me.
Yes, okay, yes. Yeah.
But what about you have kids, probably. What about them?
You reckon
you, Dad?
The planet's got enough resources to get through the 80 years.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
The planet's got enough resources for Ryder, basically.
Rest easy.
Everybody can sleep comfortably in their beds knowing Ryder will last the requisite 80 years. Thank goodness.
Well, I'll be happy about that.
Yeah, look, hey, that's great.
Yeah, we will be. We'll be wrapped.
So hopefully that answers your question as best we can. Master Bastero 2. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Mum.
I've been Dad.
I've been Ryder.
And as always, if you've got any questions or any advice, send them to baileyfamilycircus@gmail.com and we'll do our best to answer them.
Advice? What are they going to give us advice?
No, we'll give them advice. anything they need.
They can give us advice if they like.
We could use some advice now and again.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. If you've got advice for us, we'll listen. We're not going to not listen.
We're open to it.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the Sandspans Radio Network, just head to sandspansplus.com and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's sandspansplus.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.